Okay, so my name is Tim Jones and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust on the 17th of July 2009 in Trafalgar Square for the One Another project. If I could ask you to tell me your name, surname, age and where you come from, please.
My name's Tallulah Rendell. I'm 29 and I'm from London.
Thank you very much. When was it you found out about the One Another project?
I found out about it about a month ago. My friend of mine was involved in it and told me all about it, and then I signed up on the website.
So what was your motivation or your inspiration to apply for a spot thing?
Well, I'm a performer by profession. I'm a singer and I've played in some pretty weird and wonderful places all around the world, but never on a plinth in Trafalgar Square, so it just seemed like an incredible thing to do. But the actual reality of it happening, I hadn't really thought about. I just thought, oh, I'll do it, sign up for it. And about 4 hours ago, someone called me, so I'm suddenly here. So it's been a fairly kind of spontaneous turnaround.
So how did you feel then when you got that phone call?
My initial reaction was, how am I going to do this? Because obviously you can't have, there's no plugs up there. And I'm a singer and guitarist, and I didn't know logistically how I would do it. So I spent the last 4 hours running around London trying to find battery-powered amplifiers and battery-powered microphones and, yeah, basically trying to work out how to do it. And I found all the above and got home and was like, brilliant. And then my boyfriend came round and said, well, have you charged the batteries? And I was like, oh no, I thought they were already charged. So we then manically had to find a makeshift battery charger and properly kind of soldering irons. So I'm really hoping that it lasts the hour, but it might just conk out about halfway through. So it'd be a little bit of improvised singing in the rain.
So yeah, so what are you planning on doing for the hour when you're...
Well, my album came out last month and I put on a festival in Leicester Square. And so I thought this evening I'd just sing a bunch of songs from the record.
So what is it you're taking up there with you?
A very small battery powered amplifier, a guitar, a whole bunch of leads and a microphone stand.
And can you explain for the record, describe what it is you're wearing up there as well?
Well, it's my plaquey bag dress. I'm kind of obsessed by the weird and wonderful extreme world of Tim Burton and fairies and just obscure realities. And so I made this dress for a show not so long ago. And when the lady called me today and it was pissing down with rain, I thought, brilliant, I'll just wear my dress is made basically of white plastic bags, of see-through plastic bags. It's like an old ball gown that's been sort of revamped. But it's really cold, so I'm also wearing a pair of jeans just in case I freeze my ass off.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Who would you say you're doing this for?
God, who am I doing this for? Myself, I think. I mean, as a challenge. More than anything, I mean, it's just interesting question. I mean, it's, you know, as a performer, you're motivated by obviously your own career and sort of doing things like that. And so when anything weird and wonderful comes up, you always want to do that. So, but also just to be part of something. You know, I love the idea. I mean, it's an amazing concept. That's what, 2,000, how many people? 2,400 people. You know, we're being catalogued, we're part of this huge art exhibition. And it's a wonderful thing to be a member of, you know, to be a contributor. And I'm such a firm believer in art inspiring other forms of art. And I'm also a massive believer in that creativity is the most important nurturer of people, of children, of teenagers. And it's not something that in the UK or just generally in the world is put at the forefront of education. You're not encouraged to be creative. You have this sort of strange concept of, you know, learning from a book rather than from what you've actually already got inside you. And the amount that writing and performing has nurtured me and given me confidence and allowed me to work with incredible people is something that I would really love to be able to inspire into other people, and is one of my biggest motivations for doing what I do. It's because it gives me a huge sense of enjoyment, and I'd love to be able, other people to be able to have the confidence to do that as well. So I guess that's quite a convoluted answer, but yeah.
Thank you. What other things would you say are important to you at the moment?
What are important to me at the moment? Surviving, really. I've just spent the last 2 years putting together all the things for doing this record that I've just done, and it came out as a book, 50-page hardback, and various different friends of mine did paintings for each song, and we had different photographers do photos, and I wrote little stories for each of the songs, and it became this sort of big narrative, because I felt really strongly that the sort of heart had been taken out of music, and the idea of the singer-songwriter, the idea of that thing of a whole bunch of creative people being part of a community that, you know, all work together, just doesn't, if you feel, yeah, it just doesn't feel like that's an important aspect of the music industry anymore. And music as an art form isn't as cherished as it once was. It's so disposable. And I find that really sad. I really do. And you have to write a certain type of very, very kind of bland and, you know, kind of not commercial, but just music that's just not from the heart, it's not from the soul. And I think music is a wonderful medium where you can actually be really, really honest, and you can actually really inspire people, and you sort of, there's this big gulf between so the Joni Mitchells and the Kurt Cobains and then the Lady Gagas, this kind of the false kind of people who just want to be famous and want to be on a stage, and the people that actually write because they need to write and they have to write, and the thousands and millions of people around the world who, you know, have taken solace in a Joni Mitchell record. And, you know, it's an important art form. So what's important to me at the moment is staying true to that, I think, and being as honest as I can as a writer and as a performer, and at the same time being as creative as I can, you know, and you know, developing that sort of enthusiasm in other people, helping other people to get inspired by it, and kind of know that anyone can be a singer and anyone can be a writer. I mean, everyone knows with that Pop Idol and X Factor that anyone can sing, but this, that's sort of, you know, the next level of actually, you know, allowing your creativity to be the foremost part of your life, I think is quite an exciting thing. And there's a project called The Power of Hope, which is American organization which has now come to the UK, and it's called Lifebeat, and it specifically works with teenagers from 13 to 18, I think is the age range, and it's a 10-day retreat camp, and there's two counsellors for each child, each teenager, and the whole premise is basically trying to, you know, help kids from complete kind of cross-section of backgrounds, from public school to street kids to kids that have been abused, and to, you know, they have yoga classes to painting classes to beatboxing classes to five rhythms to whatever it is, but just allowing a child to be a child and to be creative with that. And that for me is really, really important. That's something it's an organisation I'm really proud to be a part of and would like to see more people know that.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. What kind of reaction, going back to the bit, what kind of impact would you like the One Another project, or you being part of the One Another project, to have?
On my life or on the world?
On the world, yeah, kind of.
Well, it's just as I was saying, that continuing that theme, that anyone, you can get up there and just do something and be, you know, the lady who's running for an hour and raising money for charity. People have this thing of like, what's my contribution, or how can I be creative? What's my talent? You know, someone might not be a great dancer, but they might be a really, really good listener. And everyone has their own sort of talent, their own kind of thing that they excel in more than someone else. And I just love the idea. I love the kind of frivolity of it. I love the sort of the joy that it's brought people. I love the sense that it's brought an element of kind of new energy to Trafalgar Square. To you know, London is a very strange place to live in at the moment. It's more a kind of a collection of villages than a city. That, you know what I mean? It's so fragmented and somewhere like this is only ever visited by tourists. So for kind of UK, for someone like me to come and do something in Trafalgar Square, I mean, this is probably the second time I've been to Trafalgar Square in the last 10 years. I mean, you know, I live in London, you know, it's just, so it's kind of, it's great that it sort of brought its attention into the centre again. It feels like a very positive event. You know, and it's been really, seamlessly run so far. It seems to have been kind of, hasn't generated any negative press, I don't think. And people seem to be very enthusiastic about it. So that seems like a good thing, you know.
And how are you feeling? Half an hour, 1 hour before you go up on the plinth?
Fine, good. I mean, it's... Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. I have no idea whether anything's going to work when I get out there. I'm really hoping that everything works. If it doesn't work, then that would be just a nightmare. But no, I'm really excited about it. Yeah, just to... also, there's... You know, getting out there and singing I'm singing my songs. So that's also sort of quite a daunting thing. And also... quite an exciting thing, because there'll be some people that'll be really into it, some people that'll be totally kind of unexcited by it, but that's absolutely fine. And yeah, I'm such a firm believer in sort of just embracing anything that comes my way and just sort of seeing what happens. And it might be a complete disaster, I might absolutely hate it, but at least I've done it, you know. I kind of gave it a go. and that's pretty exciting in itself.
Thank you. Do you have any other closing comments on the One Another project, or being a part of it, or expectations of what you want to take away from the experience?
I'm hoping that in 2 hours' time everything will have worked, and I will feel I'll feel a massive sense of relief. But I think these projects are really important. I think they're really important for London. I think they're really important for people in general. I think. As many community-based events that you can have, the better. There's a friend of mine who runs something called Shoot Experience, which is a photography event, and it's like it's a treasure hunt for photography. And you play a really, really minimal fee, and you get together in groups of four, and you go off and you have to work out the clues and take photos. And it's amazing just seeing. I was working on one of them, and. Just amazing seeing 400 people come in and getting so excited about working out the clues and then taking the photos, and all being put together, and this kind of this bringing together of people for something that is environmentally friendly, you know, it's and brings a lot of joy and creativity to people. Yep, I think that's. I'm not sure what my point was. Yeah, that's it.
Thank you very much.